AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump linked his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize, telling Norway's prime minister he's no longer felt an obligation to think purely of peace. At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded.
I think it's a complete canard that the president would be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States. We are not going to outsource our hemispheric security to anyone else.
The president's message to Jonas Gahr Støre appears to ratchet up a standoff between Washington and its closest allies over his threats to take over Greenland. President Trump has threatened tariffs for countries who oppose him on Greenland. Britain's Keir Starmer is responding.
Starmer says Britain supports the fundamental right of Greenland and Denmark to decide the future of the Arctic island. He told the media on Monday a tariffs war with NATO allies over Greenland must be avoided.
Tariffs should not be used against allies in this way. In relation to the escalation, look, a tariff war is in nobody's interests. And we have not got to that stage, and my focus, therefore, is making sure we don't get to that stage, and that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Trump has argued Russia and China might try to take over Greenland. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number is expected to rise, but authorities say a collision between high-speed trains in southern Spain has killed at least 39 people. An explosion in downtown Kabul, Afghanistan, killed at least 7 people. Authorities in South Africa say a collision between a truck and a school minibus killed at least 13 children. The death toll from a massive fire at a shopping plaza in Karachi in Pakistan has risen to 23. After losing a playoff game over the weekend to Denver, the Buffalo Bills have fired their coach, Sean McDermott. This is AP News. At least 8 more countries say the U.S. has invited them to join President Trump's Board of Peace to decide what to do next in Gaza.
A U.S. official has confirmed that a $1 billion contribution secures a permanent membership, while a 3-year appointment requires no contribution. India, Jordan, Australia, Greece, Cyprus, and Pakistan say they received invitations, and Hungary and Vietnam say they've accepted theirs. Australian Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles said that his government welcomed the invitation.
We need to see the parties in the Middle East work with this peace arrangement, because we need to see an end to the conflict, we need to see humanitarian assistance brought forward, and we need to see that part of the world rebuilt.
The official member list is expected in the coming days. The Board of World Leaders could rival the UN Security Council, which U.S. vetoes have blocked from taking action to end the war. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.